Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm your host, Alisa Nicole. You're listening to Alisa Nicole Live. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, all of that good stuff. You're listening to me live. It's Christmas Day as we speak. If you feel the need to call in, the call-in number, it's 929-477-1308. That's 929-477-1308. Just thought I would give my listeners, a present this holiday season. I like doing surprises, I told you. So, of course, I know you didn't expect to hear me, go live today, and I wanted to do something. And that's just what I like to do. So hopefully you're enjoying your day. It's about 12:30 here on the West Coast. Nice and sunny, and guess what? I got my exercise in today. Hopefully you did too. I know some of you are like, who actually exercises on Christmas Day? There's so much other good stuff for us to do, right? That's what we think about. I don't know, like what? Open presents. And actually, I did get a chance to open presents. Family members were so gracious to bless me with nice gifts. And mom and dad, they're always good gift givers, I must say. Always know to give me the stuff that I need. I'll put it like this. Hopefully they don't mind me telling what I got or what my mom and dad got me. They actually got me a jacket, and it's a vegan jacket. So you know how you usually get leather, the leather. It's actually vegan, and it's really nice. So I actually love the feel of vegan material. So it's a vegan jacket. It's really cool, and it's actually something that I needed. Why? Because I actually have jackets, but when I came to the West Coast, I was like, you know what? I don't know. Do we need jackets? And I clearly found out when I was working the holiday parade that you needed jackets on the West Coast sometimes. And so it's really great because the jackets that I do have, I don't want to wear yet. It's like, what should I wear this with? So apparently, was like, you know what, Lisa needs a jacket, and I knew just what to get. That's what my family calls me, Lisa. For those who, my Lisa Nicole listeners, you all are, you know what, and I just want to say hopefully you got everything that you wanted. But, yes, the vegan jacket was definitely something that, I enjoy. And also some nice workout clothes because guess what? That's exactly what I like doing, staying in shape. And you know what? I take my days off here and there. And I'll put it like this. I don't take a day off because even when on the days I try to exercise every day. But sometimes we actually got rain. We had some rain the other day, and it's just, it gets busy and, with everything that's going on. So I still try to make sure I keep a healthy diet or a healthy lifestyle. You know what I mean? I eat healthy. But there are times when I do like to treat myself. I will say this. I have not had any chocolate, and that's such a chocolate. We love chocolate, right? I haven't had chocolate probably in over a year, maybe even, if we're going on 2 years since I've had chocolate. It's just one of those things. It's like, you don't need chocolate. But actually, here's another present I'll give to you for those who didn't know. Chocolate, actually dark chocolate, it's good for you. They say it's good for your heart. How good is that, right? So dark chocolate. And you can find the nice chocolate at any store or whatnot. Ask around about it, whatever brand you want to get. But get the darkest chocolate you can find. And they say it's good for you, so look it up. But, yes, so who knew? I will put it like this, though. Some may say it's an acquired taste, but I'm sure you'll still be able to appreciate the fact that, it's nice fine chocolate that you're eating, if for those of you that just have to have it. So that's something really great. So it's been a great Christmas, a nice holiday. My family, spending time with the family, it's been great. We actually had a chance yesterday to get out and do some stuff Christmas Eve, just spend time together. And actually, I'm going to see a movie. I don't know how many of you out there actually, you know, I don't know. Sometimes it's just like, you know, I don't want to do anything. I just want to stay in the house, enjoy my days off, right? For those of you who, have wonderful jobs that give you Christmas Day off or they give you the holidays off. You have Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, whatever the case may be. It's those 4-day weekends, right? It's really great. You can appreciate those. And I don't want to spend it just. I've been at the store for how some of you started your Christmas shopping, right? Back in October, September, August, June, May. I don't know. Maybe, you know what I mean? It's like this is time for me. And, you know, actually, too, right before the show, some individuals really are just, like, chilling out. We have some individuals that just want to hang out at the pool, some individuals that just want to, you know, enjoy a nice walk, whatever it is. That's just how your day, you know, sometimes goes. But actually, Dad versus Stepdad, I'm supposed to be checking out the movie Dad versus Stepdad with Mr. Ferrell and Mr. Wahlberg. And, you know, two great, wonderful actors. And obviously Mr. Ferrell, he's a funny guy. And Mr. Wahlberg, we can appreciate his fine looks. He's married. I'm not sure if Mr. Ferrell is married, right? So let me just say to Mr. Mr. Ferrell, you know, hey, I haven't checked out his status, his marital status. So I'll just say hands off for both Mr. Wahlberg and Mr. Ferrell, and Merry Christmas. I'm not trying to get myself into any trouble and none of my listeners. But hopefully you're going to see Dad versus Stepdad for all the right reasons. Okay, that's all I'll say. But beautiful family, you know, beautiful families. And so that's all I'll say about that. But I'm actually interested to go see that show. And then what else do we have here? So we talked about, so I got my exercise in. Okay, so for all those, what did she do today? I got my exercise in. It was just like, you know, last night was, it was a crazy long day yesterday. I don't even know how my day was started. How was my day started? I don't even know. That's just how, all I remember. It's so many kids. I don't have any kids of my own just yet, but I have a lot of nieces and nephews. And let me tell you, you know, we got all the way from like little baby to, you know, teenager, like, you know, hey, you know, just doing the family thing. That's how he is these days. And it's just like, you know, they give you a run for your money, right? It's just like, wow, you know what I mean? It was just like, I ended my night curled up on the couch. And how many of you, hey, the Nay Nay song? Watch me, how does it go now? Watch me Nay Nay. You know what, I don't know, but the Nay Nay song, I can't get the lyrics, you know, that's how many times it's played. But my nieces and nephews, they were doing the Nay Nay, and I decided to do a little bit of the Nay Nay myself. So watch me, you know, watch me Nay Nay. And then after that, that's all I remember, doing the Nay Nay a little bit. And then I got on the couch and curled up, and I was out. And the next thing I remember is, you know, getting up and, you know, going to bed, and was just like, okay, you know, that's it. So, yeah, so did a little bit of the Nay Nay, you know, and that's how that night ended. We did some really cool stuff during the day with the family, which was really cool. And it was kind of chilly, kind of cool or whatnot. So you never know. I just say, just take you a sweater, a jacket. You just never, you know what I mean? Just, that's just how it is, right? No matter what coast you're on, no matter what you're doing. Okay, so then Christmas morning, this morning, let's see, I was pretty tired. And I got up, and it's just been kind of laid back. Usually, during Christmas, I don't know, maybe it's a West Coast thing, I don't know, I'm going to have to see, I don't know, maybe the you know, and how many of you know that song, It Never Rains in Southern California? How many of you all know that song, It Never Rains in Southern California? I'm going to say that's a bunch of baloney, but I'm not sure if I'm living in Southern California or not. Me being the honest the honest 100% truth. I'm not too sure what's considered Southern California, okay? Yes, your host, Elisa Nicole, she's not too sure where she's at. Is this, if it's considered Southern California, I got to speak with Tony. Was it Tony? I hope it was Tony. I'm going to check that out. I like giving credit where credit's due, but I'm pretty sure it was Tony. Okay. But, yes, I would say I live in Southern California. Maybe. I don't know. It depends on what you consider to be Southern California, the southern part. I'm not too sure. Whatever. That's just how. So my morning, I was pretty tired, and I actually got my wrapping done. I called myself like 2 days ago. I was like, yes, I'm going to get this done. I'm going to get my wrapping done. I'm going to do this. And then guess what? I did it, but I didn't do all my wrapping. So, you know, those nice, pretty boxes that they give to you, you know, at the department stores or at the, you know what I mean, at the stores or whatnot. That's, you, I was like, you know what? Who needs wrapping paper when you got these nice, pretty boxes? And you just put the stuff in the boxes and then you can just call it a day. Who needs wrapping paper? Except for the kids. You know what I mean? So my nieces and nephews, you know, and I was just like, you know, okay, so let me be honest. The truth is, that is part of the truth, but the complete truth is the boxes were so huge. I'm like, this takes up a lot of wrapping paper, and I'm not trying to go back out to the store and buy more wrapping paper. But guess what? I have wrapping paper left over now. So now I'm like, you know what? And then I was going to go buy these pretty little bows to put on top of the boxes, but guess what? I get to the store, and they're all out of bows. Who wants out of bows? It's Christmas. Yes. So they ran out of bows, so I was just like, you know what? To just have to go with the boxes and, you know, the nice pretty names that their parents blessed them with, which would be my grandparents and parents. And that's just how Christmas went for me. It was very chill and just very cool and just whatever. That's just how I chose to spend Christmas. And it's still Christmas. And guess what? I got to get my E on. Yes, I like to stay in shape, but my sister, she's actually cooking for us. I'm not too sure if other individuals are in the kitchen helping. I'm not too sure. I'm not, obviously. But guess what? My heart was in the right place. Or I'll put it like this, rather. I wanted to cook something because I make really good tamales. And I was like, you know, and the kids, they love, you know, when I make the tamales. And it's been a while since I made them. Like, you know what? Maybe I'll make some tamales. Okay, that didn't happen because there's these nice things that you have to wrap the tamales in that I could not find, and you can usually get it at certain grocery stores, and I'm like, what the heck, you know, and I didn't feel like going all across town to find it, so I was like, you know what, okay, well, we'll wait on that, okay, but there's some good stuff, you know, Christmas stuff, so I'm curious, what are you eating for Christmas? How many, you know, we've got, I know we've got some individuals, you know, the mac and cheese. Some individuals just kind of the stuff that you have for, like, Thanksgiving, right? You kind of make the same stuff, stuffing, dressing, mac and cheese, baked mac and cheese, greens, green bean salad, all that, green bean casserole, all that good stuff, right? Some individuals just kind of do that. So the great thing about it is you can kind of limit, though, what you eat. And that thing, if you haven't got your workout on and you're going to eat, maybe do a little bit of workout if it's, you know, in your, you know, I always say, you know, my disclaimer, you know your health, you know your body, and your physician, you know, family doctor, physicians, all of that, you know, they're good at that stuff. So, you know, they know, you know, what type of, you know, health plan you should be on and exercising, you know. So I was told it's the best medicine, you know, some of the best stuff, right? It's some of the best stuff that you can do. So, you know, it's good for your body, right? Because your health and how you take care of your body really determines the type of life you'll live. So it's good to stay in shape, not overeat. It's always good stuff, right? You know, we always got the, you know, the pastries and the main dishes, and then after you eat and you take your nap. And this is what I'll say, stop snoozing right after you eat. Maybe get up and do the nay-nay. Get up and do the nay-nay, do something. You know what I mean? You know, to just kind of, you know, not just gets so, you know, oh, I'm sleepy. I did all this eating and now I'm just tired. You know what I mean? Like, no. So now we're going to be tomorrow what? Tomorrow some individuals taking those nice gift cards. I know some people got some money and gift cards, right? So you're making plans to what? Go out tomorrow and, you know, do some Christmas the day after, you know, the holiday shopping, right? Some of us, yeah. So you'll be doing some the day after. And I know it's like, you know what? Look, I went all out. Now it's me. It's time for me to find some good stuff that I want. So, I don't know. Just make sure you find the best and really amazing stuff. You just got to, you know, kind of figure out what it is that you want to buy. It's really cool because, you know what, I find and what I've noticed is you got a lot of the teens, right? The teens, the tweens. They're all, you know, like that's give me a gift card. Give them, you know, that's what they say, you know, money, gift cards, whatever, and I'm good. And take me to, you know, the mall, drop us off, and, you know, and they're good. So that's just usually what, you know, what it is, but, you know, how the holidays go. And then you have New Year's Eve coming up next week, right? New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and some individuals, New Year's Day, you're making your New Year's Day dishes, right? And so on New Year's Day, if you're making your New Year's Day dishes, I don't know, maybe try something different. I don't know. Yeah, New Year's Day, it's a new year, it's a new day, it's a new, you know, if you want it to be a new you, new day, new you, try something, you know what I mean? That's what I like, kind of change things up sometimes. So I don't know, try something. I don't know, you know, hey, you know, I'm going to have to get out there on social media, see some pics, you know, some pictures of, you know, what individuals, you know, are making. It's really cool because for Thanksgiving, I did that, and I was like, you know what, some individuals, you know, they're kind of eating some of the same stuff, you know what I mean, and it's good, you know. Especially because it's good. I like, that's what I like, you know, and enjoy this time because, you know what, after this is kind of just like, you know, you got spring, you got summer, you got, you know, vacay to think about riding. It's like, I want to get into this bathing suit. I want to get into those trunks. I got stuff to do. I'm going to the beach. You know, I'm going to enjoy myself and you know what I mean? And, yeah, so that's just how it is. So enjoy, you know, take time to enjoy, you know, what it is that you're eating, what put before you and what you put before yourself. That's the best thing I can say because it's no sense in gaining extra calories if you don't even take time to enjoy what it is that you're eating. So rather than gaining extra calories, just enjoy what you're eating. And then, you know what, appreciate it and step away and then, you know, say, you know what, okay, that was good, and now let me go, you know, do something else. You know, it doesn't always have to be exercising. Read a book. Spend time with people. Go out, you know, do stuff. So Epic 2016, that's where I will be spending my New Year's Eve at the Epic 2016 holiday party. I'm not too sure. Hopefully they're still selling tickets. It's at the Sofitel. And I think it's considered West. It wasn't like the West Hollywood area, I'll say. That's where I'll be. And luckily, I got my. You know, it's kind of funny, right? When you I'm not a last minute person with stuff, but actually, I will say this: I was a little bit stressed, but I'm not stressed now because I got what I wanted. I'm not spoiled. No, I'm not. It's all good. I'm very appreciative. But let me tell you, between finding gifts and then finding stuff to wear, it's just like one of those things. Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, what to wear New Year's Eve? You know what I mean? Was just kind of like I got so tired of walking around trying to find stuff, order stuff. I was like, let me order this. Let me find this. Let me do that. This, and I'm like, forget it. You know, it's just like, well, I got something in my closet I can wear. And then I'm like, no, Lisa, no, don't do that. So it's all good, though. I ended up finding something, and it was actually what I wanted, and I convinced myself to do it because I'm like, you know what, you deserve it. So I got it. And I was like, how great, it's lovely, I'm good. And that's how I want everyone to be, stress-free. So if you're planning on going out, New Year's Eve celebrating, be safe, obviously. Be safe. Safety safety is the key. Make sure you just find something. If you haven't found something, find something. I mean, just make it, you know what I mean? Because it's just, it's a lot. And I actually found some other stuff, some other cool stuff. And I actually have, so the fashion show, that's January, it's on a Sunday. So the 9th or the 10th, that weekend. You know what, I actually have a calendar. So as I'm sitting here trying, I don't want anyone to miss it if you want to attend. It's going to be at the Yoster Theater, and that's going to be on January the 10th, 2016, at the Yoster Theater. And you can get your tickets. You can actually go to my social media page, and I tweeted about it. I posted about it. There's a link there. And if you buy a ticket, just mention Alisa Nicole. I'll actually be doing the whole runway thing. And so that's pretty cool. And in my New Year's resolution, I don't want to say my New Year's resolution. Okay, I don't have a New Year's resolution, so scratch that. I'm not going to even say what I was going to say. Okay? Good things. Yeah, and then, you know what, in the next few weeks, guess what? So right after you have New Year's, and now what? It's Valentine's Day will be here right before you know it. Valentine's weekend will be here, and yes, that's pretty cool, right? Valentine's weekend. What are you doing? Fellas, what are you doing for your woman Valentine's Day weekend, okay? What are you doing? I'd say, okay, flowers, step it up, though. If we usually get a dozen, then I would suggest that you get two dozen. Two dozen, it's just something about two dozen roses. I've gotten two dozen of roses before. And let me tell you, the reason why it's such a great thing to get two dozen of roses rather than one, if you want to go all out and get, like, I don't know, Kevin Hart, you all know he's a comedian, actor, rock star. He calls himself, I think, the rock star mogul, or he wants to be a mogul, right? So I'd say by now he's doing multiple things, and he's just a funny. He's just one of the best comedians out there, and I'm not too sure if he got married yet. I know he's engaged. Last I checked, and beautiful, beautiful couple. Nikki, I think he calls her Nikki. Don't quote me, though, but I like to, yeah. So he, Kevin Hart, where was I going with this? Yes, he actually, on his social media page, he had posted when he gave his now fiance all these beautiful roses, and I thought it was something just really great about that. I'm like, you know what? That's just really beautiful, a really beautiful thing, because, you know, it was, to me, as I remember it being like a whole room of roses. I'm like, that's how you do it, right? But that's what I'm saying, you know what I mean? Because you usually get like a dozen roses, and then I've gotten a couple of dozen roses before. And, you know, so like I said, that's just one of those things. You know, you get a dozen, you get a couple of dozen. Fellas, just go all out for your lady. I'm going to put it like this. I don't know, you know, how you plan on spending Valentine's Day weekend, but I'll put it like this. Fellas and ladies, if you're not in a relationship, or if you're single, or if you know what I mean, just whatever. Don't take it so, like, I don't know. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things. Don't be like, oh, my gosh, it's Valentine's Day weekend. You know, I'm not with anyone. I don't have, you know what I mean? I want to buy chocolates, and I want to buy this and that. Buy yourself some chocolates. Do whatever, you know. Or if you don't want to buy yourself some chocolates, buy, you know, it's a good time to just go out. That's what I'll say. I'm not personally, you know, I always like to say this, though. You never know when you'll just, how things will go. So I'll put it like this. I'm not expecting to be in the store, you know, doing all of that, but I'm not expecting not to, right? So that's what we call positive thinking. It's not a good thing to think, to be so pessimistic all the time, right? Because if you're single, and you want to, so, well, you know what? February is when. You might be Mr. Right or Mrs. Right tomorrow, or you might already have Mr. Right or Mrs. Right in your life, and you may not even know it, right? So you just never know how things will be. It takes time to kind of get things where you want it to be. And so for me, a beautiful, healthy relationship is what I want in life. And so come Valentine's weekend, to all of my individuals who, you know what I mean, take your time. It's nothing, and that's actually a good time. First date, right? Valentine's Day weekend, first dates. That's how you do it. That's a good way to do it, first dates. There's something sweet about that. What I can remember from years ago is just Valentine's just being one of those times where you just, it's really all about, you know, just showing a person that you care about them. You know what I mean? And that's just really what I remember. It's just, it's something really great about Valentine's Day. It's not always about, though, just being with someone just to say, I'm with someone and, you know, I want them to buy me chocolates and roses. It's not about the gift factor so much. You know, let's not be takers all the time. Let's be givers. But just giving your time to people, they enjoy that. And before we run out of time, let me just say this. I want you to have the most beautiful, great holiday today, tomorrow. Let's make 2016 the dream team, and let's just make it a beautiful year, okay? That's what I want. I want to motivate you, help you in whatever way that I can help you, and just to keep you going in that direction. Sometimes all you need is just that person to say, you can do it. It's not going to always be easy, but it can be easy if you just do what you know you can do and what it takes. And next show, I want to, because there's a lot of stuff that I didn't get into, but you know what, today I don't want to put you to work. I put my listeners to work, right, a couple of weeks ago, right? You had homework, and so let's just, you know, not have any homework today, not even talk about work. It's all about enjoying yourself. So to your family, your friends, your loved ones, everyone who you surround yourself with, everyone around you, I'm wishing you the best holiday ever. I'm your host, Elisa Nicole. Make sure you spend this time with family, friends, all of those who are special to you. Have a wonderful holiday. And Monday, it's back to work. So some people are like, look, I'm on vacation. I took me a two-week vacation, a week vacation. I took me a week vacation, 2 weeks. I'm not trying to hear what Elisa Nicole has to say, but I am trying to hear what she has to say, right? Because I keep you on point. So it's been great. And check my Twitter page, Love Elisa Nicole, for the next show. Have a wonderful day.